everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the podcast that only kneels for Zod. Anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
That's... You'll kneel to Todd.
To Zod. Not to Todd, to Zod.
There was a
That's
typo.
Right. Yeah, no,
there
no.
Was a typo.
There was a typo. Just checking. Yeah.
It's hard to type when you're on your knees.
If ever I was in a scenario where the anthem was being played, I would kneel.
Before Zod.
Especially if... Yeah, if G were watching.
That's right, we stand.
Just so we could blow a gasket. You better kneel or you're kneeling.
We here stand for the anthem.
That's
but
what Fox
we kneel
News sounds
before
like.
Zod.
That's what Fox News sounds like all day. I can't believe they're kneeling. Oh. I don't watch TV, but like
right.
It pops up in social media feeds and it's like it leaks in, you know,
you can tell
what's going on that shit channel is like 18 hours of them going, I can't believe these guys are nailing.
I personally don't, I don't have a dog in the fight.
What the crap
like,
is
whatever,
the big deal?
Man.
The president?
Look, not to get crazy political on the Nerd Watch, but I will say
no,
this.
Oh, no, come on. Let's not
Once
do this right
political,
now.
Come on.
All I'm
going to
say is this.
Don't say anything.
No. Here's what I'm going to say about this whole thing. I think that the NFL took the president's bait. And I think that was a problem.
I think everybody's taking the president's bait.
Exactly. Everybody is taking the bait, and no one is paying attention. It's like, come on.
Should we do this podcast kneeling?
No.
Hey, you don't want to hear something real is very nerve-wracking? Is the telescopes on top of Haleakala have military strategic importance.
Yes.
So North Korea might have targeted them. I'm just saying.
Hey, don't worry.
Thanks, Trump.
We're going to take care of Rocket Man. That's for sure.
No, don't say that. Now he's definitely aiming for Maui.
I'm gonna take out that dream money.
Big shout out to Jimmy J and Travis and Tad and all the Reed is in the house as well. Swan is in the house. Jimmy J said that he likes the smaller crew for the podcast, though Night Darling is much better looking than all of us, obviously.
Yeah, sure. So, show some leg for man.
Show some leg for man.
Can you dress up in a costume?
DJ? Oh, I got the Ninja Turtle picture, DJ. Thank you.
Yeah. By the way, just to let everybody know, of course, you can catch this podcast and this live podcast every single Tuesday night here on Facebook Live. Also, want to say that the final shows for the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con interviews have gone up. DJ Kiavekane, of course, X-Ray Vision and 1UP Arcades and the like have all gone up. Now they're officially all up on our page on iTunes and on Audio Boom and on Stitcher. You guys can check them out. They're really good.
Are you going to put the audio file on YouTube?
The audio file.
I think you did for the last.
I think I might have. I did.
Amazing.
But I will say this is that some of the audio is a little. It's a little more ambient because I was using a two way microphone.
Yeah, you can tell the.
Yeah, totally tell the difference.
But you can still hear the.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure that everybody hears it. Okay, I just want to make sure you guys do that. So. Anyway, listen to those. They're really good. They're about 10 to 15 minutes apiece.
I listened to the Curtis Weeb interview. That
Curtis
was fun.
Curtis Weeb interview is fantastic. Curtis Weeb is an amazing guy.
Weeb.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's Curtis Weeb. What's up, Kai? Jimmy J's digging the turtle piece.
That's DJ Kiavekane.
Yeah, look at that.
He knows I'm a turtle freak.
Yeah.
Thanks, DJ.
Yeah. So, anyway, speaking of that, please follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/NerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatchNation. Follow us on Instagram at @_NerdWatch. And, of course, you guys can follow us on YouTube at NerdWatchNation as well. Alika.
What's your name?
That's your name. Yeah. Actually, first, before I get started, ladies and gentlemen, sitting to my right, comic book artist extraordinaire, the man who is the author and artist of such great works as Kukui Project.
Yeah.
Kukui Project in Japanese.
Kukui Project in... Kukui Project Light.
That's right, Kukui Project Light. Kukui Project in German.
The new Kukui Project.
That's right. And Kukui Project Part 2.
Uncanny Kukui Project.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, Kukui Project... Ladies and gentlemen, and of course, his newest book coming out, Kukui Project X. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Bernardi is in the house tonight.
Welcome to the world of Kukui Project.
That's right. He's built his own world, and he's living in it. Also joining us today.
Hey, I asked you earlier, but you never did answer me. Are you going to release a Kukui Project in Japanglish?
I'd love to.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Good.
I don't know if that's how...
Is that where you just swap all the R's and L's?
That's English.
I think.
By the way,
I think you know, like, if you're interested in the English version of it and then the Japanese version of
it,
you can get both versions of it. I don't have to package them together.
Damn.
By the
what
way,
a salesman.
If Cocoon Project X becomes a thing, I want some residuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's the title he gives away for free.
That's right.
If you want some residuals, try acid.
Yeah. Also joining us tonight is the gaming...
This show does not condone the use of acid.
That's right. The gaming guru
unless
himself.
Unless you want residuals.
Format is in the house tonight as well. And last but certainly not least, the man who is the owner and proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului, who also has the comic books for the week for New Comic Book Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Alika.
That's my name. Thank you, G.
The chairman of the comic book board.
With the comic book list.
But of course, as always, we
Please
call
stop.
Him
I tried
Daddy
to
Leaks.
No, you don't.
Daddy Leaks.
You're the only one that calls him
we
Daddy
are
Leaks.
Very, we are actually short this week.
He saved his Daddy Leaks on my phone.
Your wife, when you call
us.
Oh,
my gosh. Big shout out to Dwayne who's watching and DJ. Big shout out to those guys. By the way, we're missing one of the crew tonight. That, of course, is Gannon. He may be showing up a little later. He's having a rough go of it. So what we ask is you pray for him.
Shouldn't we be out there trying to help him?
No. He said
Where
this
did he
is,
go to Puerto Rico
are we, are we,
That
are
makes
we,
us look selfish.
That's true. It does.
Are we praying to Transformer Jesus?
No.
That's Geestimus Prime.
No, you're praying to Popeptimus Prime.
Popeptimus Prime.
That's right.
That's the bedrock and foundation of his.
Wait, is that because I'm Catholic?
I can mock the Popeptimus. Yeah, for sure.
No, you can't.
But not Geestimus.
Oh, that's right. But
that's
Jimmy
sacrilege.
J. Though. Oh man, heck yeah. Oh, man, Jimmy J is already shouting out the comics. Marvel Legacy,
yeah,
and
right,
more.
That's right. Yes, more
Marvel Legacy. Todd, you
that's
hear that?
That's right.
Woo!
Right up your butt.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it, shall we? Before we get to the show, every single Wednesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles, it is New Comic Book Wednesday. You missed 20% off Tuesday, but it'll be coming around again next week Tuesday. But as of tomorrow, new comic books hit the stand here at Maui Comics and Collectibles at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. Daddy Leaks, what's on the list this week? Take it away.
Hey, Amy, welcome home.
Aardvark Comics, number one of one. I love how Dave Sim is just making fun of comics with his, but while also profiting from comics.
Wouldn't it be mocking?
Yes.
Yes.
Action Comics 988, that's part of the Oz Effect storyline, where, spoilers, we find out who Mr. Oz was.
What?
It's a mind blower.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't it?
You know who it is, right, Todd?
It's Batman, right?
Yeah, well,
Batman.
He's a wizard, right? He's a...
Wrong Oz.
Isn't, like, the person that Dorothy went and there's a yellow brick road?
I knew that was coming. I knew Todd would do that.
It's James Franco.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of, by the way, tangent really quick. I saw the entire trailer for The Disaster Artist, and it looks incredible.
Yes, I saw it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, I saw it 3 months ago. Thanks, Chi.
if we're going to be talking about old stuff, I'm just going to say hi to Casey, Charles, Amy, and Tim.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Hey, by the way, you've cleaned up a bit. I just noticed that.
That's right. At O'Carney's, right around the corner.
Oh, nice.
O'Carney's Barbershop.
Good for
old-timey,
you.
Old-timey, good, haircutting fun.
Good for you. Was it because someone told you to clean up, or was it just responsible?
He was tired of,
I felt disgusting.
Oh, you did?
He was tired of people saying, hey, you look like that Todd guy.
I will never look like that Todd guy.
Nice. Anyway, sorry, back to
Batgirl comic book, number 15, Batman Beyond number 12.
Ooh.
Batman the Murder Machine, number one.
Whoa.
Sounds like his role in Batman v Superman.
Batman Murder Machine.
Yeah,
ooh,
he
I'm
must
down.
Be calling the Batwing and machine gunning down bad guys.
Wow.
Without trial.
What's up, comma? Yeah.
That must be a Zack Snyder book.
Batman in the Shadow, number 6 of 6.
Mm.
Ben Reilly, Scarlet Spider, number 8. Black Panther, number 18. Take a knee. Cable number 5. Cable number 5, Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe again, number 505, Detective Comics 965, DuckTales number 1.
Ooh.
Ooh,
nice. Now, I don't know if Tad's in here, but does Tad take part in any of the comic book stuff?
No, I don't think so. Oh, they subbed that out to schlubs like Aaron Sparrow and James Silvani.
Oh, got it. I didn't realize they were schlubs. Okay.
And by the way, Aaron Sparrow posted a crazy sick video of this toy store called Toy Addicts in La Mesa by San Diego, California.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like they just bought out like new old stock of complete Ninja Turtles collection.
Nice.
Like, I want to swim in it. I want to die in that.
You want to dive in it?
Yes.
Want to send a big shout out to Napool, who's in the house. Napool Ahina.
Woo!
Wow. Tad Stone says he's waiting for the trade.
Flash number 31.
Ooh.
Generations Captain America number one. Generations Miles Morales Peter Parker Spider-Man number one.
Mm.
Was that a groan?
Yeah, that was a little groan.
Guardians of the Galaxy Telltale
Miles
series.
Morales taking me.
Oh, damn.
Guardians of the Galaxy Telltale series number 3 of 5.
Mm.
Jim Henson Power of the Dark Crystal number 7 of 12.
When are we ever going to see a release Power date of the for Dark that Crystal for Netflix?
Huh?
I wonder if we're going to see a release date for that.
Oh yeah,
Netflix,
right?
Yeah.
We've seen they've got the puppets. They've done filming, right?
The puppets have done, yeah. They look fantastic.
Kamandi Challenge, number 9 of 12. Shout out to Jack Kirby.
It sounds like something you do on social media.
The Kamandi Challenge.
The Kamandi Challenge.
What would you do for the Last Boy on Earth Challenge?
I don't know.
It's like the Ice Bucket Challenge,
right.
Except with little boys.
No, except everybody else puts on... No, everybody puts on animal masks and tries to kill you.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
That's very purgy.
That's
I know, it's kind of like a purgy challenge.
Yeah, it's a purgy.
The kids won't get the Kamandi reference.
Yeah,
but they'll get the purge reference, yeah.
Marvel Legacy number 1.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Spoilers, somebody's coming back from the dead.
God,
I hope it's Thor.
Jimmy J is really high on the Marvel Legacy. Can you give us a little bit of background?
Well,
on
I don't
want
to spoil it, man, it's basically the Legacy characters are coming back to team up with the current diverse set of characters that Marvel Vice President hates so much.
You know, meat and potatoes comics.
Yeah.
My question is...
The meat and potatoes is coming back for a little while.
So how many has Todd subscribed to?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
His whole tab is Generations and Legacy.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Good for you, sir.
Not if you want me to spend any money here.
So Jimmy J says it's a great read. I'll definitely check it out.
The one that I don't want to spoil on the podcast right now, uh-huh. But it's really going to be it's a great reveal.
Which one?
That's for the main Legacy storyline.
Oh,
story
is it? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So... You guys will want to pick that up tomorrow.
Well, Jimmy J is really, he's still really high on DC Metal.
He's really high, yeah. It's like,
he's really high on
Jimmy
DC Metal.
Jimmy J is just really still. High.
And he said that there's a 1 million BC version of the Avengers.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be big.
That's going to be interesting.
There's going to be a lot of important groundwork laid. Seeing as how they're 1 million BC. That's like the ultimate canon.
That's pretty crazy. Cool. Check that out.
We've got Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 19.
Is there going to be enough, or did Todd take them all?
What?
For 1 million BC Avengers.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, okay, good. I just want to make sure.
10 copies is enough. Mighty Thor number 23.
Ooh.
Mother Panic number 11. That's a Vertigo. That's almost independent, Todd.
Will you pick up your mic if you're going to talk?
Vertigo is independent.
Not independent of DC, though.
Is it? Let's be honest. Is it? Really?
No.
No, it's not.
Nightwing, The New Order, number 2 of 6.
Oh, nice.
Rat Queens special, Orc Dave, one shot.
Curtis Weeb, woohoo! I don't think I've ever met...
We met that guy once.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever...
I met him twice. He came here last year, too.
He's I think he's a Canadian that I could be down with. So
he's a knucklehead.
Yeah, Curtis Weeb.
Yeah,
I forget he's a Canadian until he says something Canadian.
Yeah. He said a boosh.
That's all Canadians. They're very sneaky like that.
Yeah, they are.
You forget they're Canadian until they say something Canadian.
You think they're regular
you're just
people,
cruising.
Yeah. And then they
you
say
think they're regular.
They think they're regular, and then they say house, and it's like what? Or hoose. And then you're like, what the hell? So, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Moose. Moose.
Rick and Morty, number 30.
Yes!
Saga, number 47.
I'll take that.
Jimmy J, by the way, not to shout him out too much on the show, he says that every customer, no lie, should walk out with a copy of Marvel Legacy.
Yes, stapled to their forehead in ritualistic fashion as we bow to the gods of Marvel.
I love that Todd is silent.
Because he knows that's how we do things in this store.
I've got
a strong enough stapler. Test me, Todd.
Okay. Test me. I haven't had something stapled to me in a little while. It's been a while.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Used to staple Bible verses to you.
I stapled my pants to my leg once. That was fun.
Stupid. Anyway, what else is coming out?
That is really talented.
It's talent.
Didn't I see a movie about you stapling your nutsack to your thigh one time?
Yeah. I think there was a movie like that. It was Todd. It was totally Todd.
Totally Todd, the staple boy.
Totally Todd, the movie.
Spider-Gwen number 24.
Oh, man, I can't believe that's still a thing.
It's very popular.
Why don't you like
Spider-Gwen? I don't know.
She's got a new lease on life. She came back from the dead. Give her a break.
I think I like Silk more. I mean, if I had to choose, I think Silk's more of an interesting character.
Nice opinion, Travis.
Yeah. Well, Travis is the guy that kind of got me into it, so I was kind of digging it.
Yeah, Travis. That's all Travis is about.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
Travis got canceled.
Silk did get canceled.
Yeah, Silk did get canceled, but I was more interested because
that's why
behind.
Travis is more upset because Spider-Gwen's still going.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Spider-Gwen
is better now.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. For sure.
Suicide Squad number 26. That's a metal crossover.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanos number 11.
Mm-hmm.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ongoing number 74. Venom. Come on, man.
74 though. That's so many.
This is the longest run of Ninja Turtles there's ever been.
I know. It's so long.
The last longest one before this was the Archie run. Was 72 issues.
Tell Eastman and Laird to give it a rest, man.
They are giving it a rest.
Oh.
They are. They gave it. They sold their rights so that they could go. They could retire.
So Eastman's not really resting.
Yeah, Silk is a better female character, according to one person in the chat.
One person.
Well, another person said Silk versus Spider Gwen is like Betty and Veronica.
Ooh.
That makes sense, Jimmy J. Total sense.
Venomverse number 405.
Mm-hmm.
And Wonder Woman number 31.
Wonder Woman 31. She does not look a day over 31 either.
Linda Carter?
Oh, yeah. By the way, Amy went to Baltimore Comic Con and Linda Carter was there. And Linda Carter, oh my gosh, she is as beautiful as she was when she was on Wonder Woman and I fell in love with her. Linda Carter is the bomb.
Now.
Linda Carter is just beautiful. Anyway, enough with my. my youthful fantasies. Anyway,
youthful.
Yeah.
If you're calling back the Wonder Woman TV show
from the
70s, there's no youth involved.
There totally is my youthful fantasies back when
you are an old man.
I definitely am. Anyway, people, getting back to some more interesting news today. By the way, thank you, Alika. Molly Comics and Collectibles is where you can get these comic books. 333 Derry Road in Kahului. It's Maui Comics.
I forget your name every other week.
And Collectibles. Now, speaking of news, do we have any new exciting news for Maui Comic Con 2017 happening October 28th?
It's going to be on Maui!
At UHMC?
It's true. It's going to be on Maui.
Oh, man.
Maui College, October 28th and 29th,
good.
The weekend before Halloween. Have your cosplays ready. We're going to have the cosplay contest from Night Darling.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have, of course, Joe Rubenstein, Mark Teixeira.
Ooh.
Stan Sakai.
He gave us a shout out from the Baltimore Comic Con.
That was awesome.
Yep.
If you check out the
Amy.
Facebook page. Thanks, Amy, for filming that.
Yeah.
Catching up with Stan at Baltimore Comic Con. That was cool of him to take time out of his con
day. Yeah. What's interesting is that Stan Sakai has been doing Yosagi Jimbo for so long. It's funny how he actually has taken on some of the persona, like he looks like his character, which is weird to me.
Is that like when pet owners have pets?
Yes! It's weird! It's super weird.
I mean, in the way that he carries himself, he's a very humble, nice guy.
Yeah,
I can see that because Usagi is a soft-spoken guy. I mean, at least in the cartoons, the way you see him, they presented. And Stan seems satisfied with the way the cartoons are representing him, too.
Good.
And hopefully he said he's going to try to get us the DVD is supposed to be released for the new Usagi Yojimbo episodes in December.
Ooh.
So it's not going to be out in time for the con, but he's going to have a early cut
advanced
of it that we can air during the con.
There's only one thing the cartoon is missing. A racially insensitive accent for Usagi Yojimbo. But other than that, it's a great show.
I'm pretty sure the 1987 cartoon comes close.
It does.
No, it was all right.
Sarah from the chat wants to know who to thank for Maui Comic Con.
Thank everybody on Maui for wanting comics here.
This guy.
Basically coalesced into that from everybody wanting it so bad.
Yeah, you can thank Alika. He puts a lot of hard work into doing the con.
And Ken. Ken is one of the main reasons that the con got started because I had wanted to do a con for a while, and then Ken was just like,
Let's do one.
Well, yeah, he approached the Lahaina Cannery, which was the first location. This year we're going to be at UH Maui College, which is also awesome. Because this was actually the venue that I had
originally
envisioned for the convention, for it to be there, and the college is pretty excited too. So
fantastic!
Yeah, and there's going to be so much more. There's all the local artists, the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. We got a lot of members coming from that.
Finally,
Sam Campos, Chris Gravallo,
nice.
Is
Loman coming?
I don't know if Loman's coming. I think Chris Koanui is coming.
I can't wait to argue with him about
Chris Koanui is going to be off island. He's not going to make it.
Oh, he's not coming. Yeah. Oh, okay. Casey Horimoto is coming. Derek Seven Sketches.
Dan wants to know, does the college have working Orange Julius machines?
I know. The first con was... The Orange Julius was the savior of the con, for sure. Wailuku Coffee Company will be there, and they'll have refreshing coffee beverages and
things
like that.
Great.
It won't be Orange Julius.
Mike, by the way, really quick, Todd is part of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. Were you, by the way, Todd, never asked.
I keep hearing he gets kicked out all the time, right?
It's like a cup of water. When you put something in, something has to fall out.
No, I was just wondering.
And so I just got inducted, so see you later, Todd.
If you possibly were an affirmative action hire, I wasn't too sure. I was.
They needed a white guy. They were like,
man, that's like double reverse racism times nine.
Straight up.
That's pretty much what it was.
That's exactly what it was.
Let's get the Howley guy from Maui.
Well, listen, you're not going to want to miss out on Maui Comic Con 2017, Volume 2, by the way.
There's a ton of other stuff that I didn't say either. So if I didn't mention your guys' name, I didn't. Galen George, star of RoboCop 2 and Point Break, Judgment Night, Twin Peaks, et cetera, et cetera. She's going to be. Francine Walraven has created a beautiful promo poster
Into a promo shirt
to raise funds for the after party, which I think it may change, but right now I'm pretty sure we have Y Bar in Wailuku on Market Street after the convention Sunday night.
Nice.
And so she's raising funds to make that after party something special.
Cool, good for her.
I've already bought four of the shirts for myself.
Nice.
From the but that's the only place you'll be able to get those shirts. It's on bonfire.com. Look for Maui Comic Con 2017 fundraiser shirts. And that's the only time they're going to be printed. The ones we're going to have at the convention are not going to be that colored version. We're going to have a one color version.
It's going to be a white version?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Why did you have to say it like that, man? That's so...
Why'd you have to say a colored version, huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, the shirts on Bonfire are $26.99.
Bonfire.com?
Bonfire.com.
Fantastic. Now, of course, those are extremely limited edition. You can check those
out
right now.
Francine Walraven, she's a poster wizard, man. Yeah, she makes magic with posters.
Yeah, I think she's great, and I'm doing a lot of hosting at the Maui Comic Con. I'm curious, am I hosting the after party at Y Bar? I'm not sure.
Does the after party gotta be hosted? Are you that egotistic? Welcome everybody to the after party. I hope you're drinking alcohol.
Here's the thing, my ego.
I know. Do you need constantly stroke?
Right,
that
my
thing?
Ego definitely outsizes my weight. So, I just wanted to know. I wasn't sure.
Well, let's put it this way. You can host it if you can get in.
It's a hipster bar.
Oh, it's
so
a hipster bar.
The doors are kind of skinny.
All right, everybody. There's no clapping. It's all snapping. Got it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Gotcha.
Right, you're thinking of, like, 1960s hipsters. They're definitely not...
Oh, they're not beatniks.
Like, yeah, they're not beatniks.
Okay, gotcha. I gotcha. Jimmy J says, welcome, Alika, to the HCBA.
Woo.
He thinks it's super cool. It's pretty awesome.
Feels great.
I cannot wait. October 28th and 29th, there's going to be panels. There's going to be special guests. Todd's gonna be there. You're not gonna. You're not gonna want to miss out on
one of those. If he can get in,
It's gonna be. You know, we're gonna see. We might have already gotten taken your spot and given it to somebody else. Kind of
and
thing.
You know, actually, on the program, Stan has agreed to do a drawing demo live on stage.
No,
am I giving away too much stuff right now?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
there's
crazy.
Still more stuff I can't think of. So the con is gonna be awesome. Trust me. There's tons of good stuff. Wait. Yes. Can I say one last big thing?
Absolutely.
Our friends at Enjoy Comics, they got invited to there's only two events a year that Todd McFarlane does Yellow Label CGC certified signings.
Yeah.
And our friends at Enjoy Comics from Hilo have been invited to go to that event.
Congratulations.
They're going to be taking submissions all the way up until then. Enjoy Comics is going to have a booth at the Maui Comic Con. So you can bring your comics that you want Todd McFarlane to sign and get Yellow CGC certified labeling to the Enjoy Comics booth.
No. You know who's going to take advantage of that? The guy sitting next to me right here.
How much does it cost?
I think it's $95 plus a $5 extra CGC fee total.
Yeah.
And plus, you got to pay the extra shipping. But to me,
need a certificate, though? I mean, when you
no,
CGC,
no, no. Once
okay.
you yellow label, that's the best you can get. CGC. It means it was directly witnessed while it was being signed.
So you don't need some kind of certificate of authenticity or
anything.
Those
are not that great. What we had to do in the 90s before CGC was around.
Yeah.
And most, if they're from a reputable place or a known place, are okay to accept. But COAs don't mean much.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, if you want to do that, you're going to want to come down to Maui Comics and Collectibles to get more information on that, because you can get more information about the Maui Comic-Con here.
Todd McFarlane, man.
Yeah.
CGC Yellow Label. That's one of the things I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick out a couple of books for that.
Yeah?
I've got some of his Infinity Ink stuff that I...
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Try the thank you issue. See if he'll...
There's one comic that he won't see. If anybody else has the thank you variant for Spawn, issue 225, he does not... Yeah, he does not sign that.
That's the one
book he will not sign. But one book I am going to get him to sign is my Flaming Carrot Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles crossover. It's Flaming Carrot issue 24, 25. Todd McFarlane did the cover. And that was him drawing the Ninja Turtles, a crossover of two of my favorite things.
Could we get a Kukui Project CGC graded?
You could.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it would cost a little less than $100.
I would have got a first print graded, but he gave them all to Swan.
Wow.
I might have two left.
Wow.
Swan's going to get his first print graded, which is not... I mean, it's an Ashcan type of comic. It's...
Shut up.
He drew it on paper towels.
Whatever. Maui Comics and Collectibles, where you can get all the info you need at Maui Comic Con for Maui Comic Con 2017. You can check them out on Facebook at Maui Comics, right? Maui Comics and Collectibles?
Maui Comic Con has its own Facebook page.
Oh, fantastic.
Too. And there's MauiComicCon.com.
Right.
We're updating that page daily. Still trying to get all of the important information on there. We got the judges for the cosplay contest and stuff. We got to update some content.
Sweet.
And I'm working on the program right now to schedule everybody's time during the day.
Fantastic.
The Kuleana movie premiere. They're not going to do the whole movie. They're going to do the first 13 minutes, but it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, fantastic. So if you want more information, Maui Comic Con 2017 on Facebook right now. Speaking of local movies, I finally got to see the trailer for Stacey Hayashi's movie, Go for Broke.
There's a trailer?
Yeah.
Oh,
I saw it. It's called an origin story. Go for Broke, an origin story.
Well, because like in your interview, which I listened to, it was designed to be like a multi-part.
I'm amazing in that interview, right?
Series.
I mean, she's amazing in that.
She's amazing. I don't know about you, man.
Okay.
You need to take a chill pill on that one.
Sorry.
Everybody knows Stacey's the highlight of that one.
No, she is. She's an absolute highlight on that program. I didn't realize that.
Damon was a little quiet during that interview.
He was funny, though. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, he's funny.
I will say this, that just so you know, if you are interested, his Journey of Heroes is her graphic novel, and the movie is based on the first 10 pages of that book. 10 pages of her graphic novel. It's insane. So it looks really good. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be premiering at the Hawaii International Film Festival. It's going to be on PBS. It's going to be everywhere. So definitely support Stacey Hayashi and the Journey of Heroes guys for sure.
PBS Hawaii is awesome. Have you You're like...
Yeah, no, they're great.
You're like a super conservative dude.
Yeah, they're totally awesome.
I think all public television is great, so...
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. All right, well, listen, let's get into some...
We're on public television. We're on right public television.
Let's,
you're like cringing.
Yeah. Let's get into some news this evening, ladies and gents. This evening, we had, of course, fall TV season is back. That's some very big news.
Yay, Bruce Wayne dons a gimp suit.
I was going to say, I want to talk about TV first because it's back,
but
I'll talk about
movies
after.
Yeah, but he's a little kid, so it's okay.
So it's okay. then they better not use a ball gag.
Yeah.
So Gotham premiered.
What's a ball gag?
Gotham.
Uncle Leaka?
Uncle Daddy Leaks.
All right, so Gotham season 4, is that correct? That premiered.
It's Gotham.
According to what I've heard, this is very close to what happens in, I guess, a couple of the comics. We see Bruce Wayne as a youngster dressing up. Is that correct?
In a gimp suit?
In year one, he was in his late teens and early 20s. It's not. He's not 15 years old.
Okay, that's what I thought too. It didn't sound like that's what was happening because, you know.
Gotham is taking many, many liberties with his canon. Like, this is definitely an alternate. I'm satisfied to say this is like Earth 37. Like, an Earth that nobody gives
a crap
about.
It makes you feel
better,
right?
Yeah, this is not.
This is an Elseworlds comic.
Yeah, definitely. Elseworlds.
That's hilarious. So, did anybody get a chance to watch it? Was it any good? Are we back on board with Gotham?
No.
I just right in the light. What the hell?
Because I was going to cover.
It's so ridiculous.
Todd's verdict has been rendered.
Yeah, it's garbage.
It's cough worthy.
It's cough worthy. Good, good, good.
I know I was flipping through channels, and then I saw it, and I was like, huh. And then I kept flipping through channels.
The promo image of him in the earless bat cowl.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why? What's the point of that?
Yeah.
Is that to make people mad?
I think it is to make people angry.
Well, I need to catch up. Like, I haven't watched it since season 2, so...
Oh, so you got a whole season to catch up with. Gotcha.
Reading from the Fish Mooney days.
Yeah, you know, and I could get into it. Like, I could see that they were... Well, I mean, as a comic book guy, like, I'm like, oh, well, this isn't like the comic. But Nadia liked it, and so I was...
Nadia, of course, is your...
My wife.
Your wife?
And so I think that it also is pretty broad appeal for people that are non-comic book people.
Your wife, broad appeal. That's hilarious.
Did you
do that on purpose, Todd?
Yeah, of course.
That's good. Nice work.
Thanks.
Broad appeal.
Because it appeals to broads.
Yeah, you know.
Like the ladies. Like Thor.
Yeah, like Thor. She's still a broad.
She's still a broad.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, so I mean, I can see where comic book fans are not really digging it, but I think that it's going to be appealing to more of the like the Arrow, Smallville, CW.
It's got that mass appeal for sure, no doubt about that. We'll see where it goes. It's going somewhere in a very different direction, and we'll see in season 4. Also,
Smallville. I think.
What's that?
Oh, Lucifer. The next season of Lucifer is supposed to have Tom Welling in it.
Yes, next season of Lucifer is coming up. I think it's next week, I think. Or is it this coming week? Or is it this week?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I just got reintroduced to the series by Travis.
Is it any good?
It's actually not bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember watching the first episode because I wanted to get into it. And then
season
my schedule
one was
never...
good. I
is Lucifer just misunderstood? Yeah,
No, he's not misunderstood.
No,
he's
definitely...
He's not
a good
bad guy.
But he's not a bad guy.
He's charming.
Yeah.
Oh, he's charming.
But he does devil stuff.
Just like what I think the devil would be a charming fellow, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
That's how he'd work his...
I was into it. And then my schedule just never lined up with it. So
it's just like iZombie. I didn't want to like it, but I did.
Wow. You can't... But... You know, Lucifer, you know.
But I was hanging with Travis in the shop on Sunday, and he was like, oh, do you watch Lucifer? And I was like, no. And he was like, okay, because you're going to watch, like, the season 2 finale. And I was like, what?
Nice.
So, yeah, the season 2 finale was good.
That's good. Good for you. Glad you got to catch up.
To be honest, the strength of that show isn't the the story arcs. It goes, it's like the how it's episodic, like, because it's a detective show. Except yeah. he has the powers of Lucifer.
I'm a huge fan. I mean, it got a lot of flack a long time.
You're a huge fan of Satan.
The Morning Star. That's what Lucifer is.
You are a Trump vote.
No, I do. What I do like. Hilarious. No, what I do like is that I got a lot of flack for a long time, and I still think it kind of does, is that I always loved Monster of the Week television.
Yeah.
And a lot of people never liked it. They like all of the mythology and the stuff that, you know, that weaves its way every
week. It's not a deep show. Lucifer is not deep.
It's not. Okay. Okay, no. I was just checking. Okay.
And that's what's fun about it, and that's why it's one of those shows I didn't want to like, but I did.
Got it. I cannot wait to see the show then. I really want to watch it.
Yeah, you can really just tune in for any episode out of order.
Cool. I know that premiered. I know that this week premieres Lethal Weapon on Fox, which is a great show.
I've heard great things, but I haven't tuned in.
Lethal Weapon is fantastic. I cannot believe that I enjoyed it as much as I do. If Kai likes it, then, you know, then everybody's going to love it for sure.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said about Kai.
I'm not. You guys say nice things about Kai all the time. Also, that premiered yesterday evening was Star Trek Discovery, exclusively on CBS All Access.
I could not figure out a way to log on.
It was also on CBS.
What?
The very first episode was on CBS.
Maybe I can watch it on demand.
What am I doing that I didn't want to watch it?
I just don't want to give them my personal info to log in.
Yeah,
I'm definitely not tuning in for the rest of the season. Why pay that much money?
Yeah, it's $6.99 for the month.
Year or something.
Yeah, there's something like that I heard. Yeah.
The Orville, they are doing this the wrong way because the Orville is stealing all their viewers right now.
You think so?
Wow. The Orville's a good Star Trek show.
Wow.
It's an awesome Star Trek show.
I cannot wait to see the Orville, man.
You haven't watched it anymore?
I have not at all.
You don't watch a lot of TV, man.
I do. There's a bunch of stuff I want to watch that I never get a chance to watch. But I do know that Star Trek STD.
STDs!
Sorry. Star Trek Discovery.
Get them now!
Star Trek Discovery apparently had some major twist cliffhanger ending on the first episode.
Yeah!
I have it recorded at home.
They're going to make you wait a weird year to see the second episode.
People are dying.
I'm super stoked because I have it recorded at home. I can't wait to see this flick. Star Trek Discovery, they're saying, has got some very good buzz as of right now. So hopefully it stays like that. Also, has
Will Smith is on Star Trek Discovery.
This week was the premiere, and this is
getting
not
tricky with it.
This is not this is not nerdy at all. But Kevin Can Wait season 2 was also on. Premiered
I heard
this week.
That.
And the reason that was
they
a
handled
big,
that terribly.
That, I heard, the reason that was a
they're
big
like,
deal.
Oh, she's dead.
Yeah, the wife from the first season has
where's
been
your wife?
Unceremoniously killed off.
They just she just walks in and goes, she's dead.
It was even worse than that.
I didn't watch it.
If you've never seen Kevin Can Wait, everybody should because it's actually kind of funny.
No.
But how they deal with it in the first episode, because I did watch that.
Do they handle it the same way they did when they got a new Becky at Roseanne?
What was interesting was that
you're dead now.
There's a bunch of hidden jokes, inside jokes. Yeah. Hey, you look so different. Why is that?
Your wife is dead now. I thought she was alive.
It's pretty crazy because what he's doing is he's sifting through the mail on the television, and all of a sudden it's this fitness center that says, "We miss you. We hope you come back soon." And it's for his wife. And it's like, and he looks at it and he goes, "Oh, I can't believe they're still saying this stuff. She's been dead for a year now." And then he's like,
That's it.
Wow.
And that's it. Awesome. That's pretty crazy. So,
I hope my wife takes it that well when I die.
Yeah, she will.
Anyway,
it's a throwback to 90s sitcoms.
Yeah, right.
Or 80s sitcoms where they kill off the mom.
It's just like this complete left turn and like, we're on this new path. Okay, I got you. So anyway,
did Leah Remini walk up behind him, put her arms around him, and go, "What are you reading, honey?"
No, she put her arms around him and she said, "You're home, honey. You're home." No,
you're the king of queens.
She actually,
and then Adam Sandler shows up, and they reboot My Two Dads. Yeah.
And then and then they say like we're all gonna get chocolate wasted.
No, but here's the problem is that they don't even wait like a whole next episode. She's in it like literally 3 minutes after that. It's crazy.
Oh, she really is in it?
She's in it.
Holy shit.
She walks into the next room and goes, now time to bone my new girlfriend.
Right. It's crazy. But anyway.
What are those jokes we used to do on that old show we used to do together?
That's right.
Wow. So they just rebooted King of Queens?
I'm a big fan idiot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they just rebooted King of Queens for the second season of...
Right now, it kind of feels that way. That's why this I can't wait to watch it.
My best theory on that
does he do like deliveries? Is that what is his job? And Kevin can wait.
He's a retired cop.
My theory on that is that Kevin James is actually part of like a more secret, different version of Scientology that Adam Sandler is Adam Sandler is the Tom Cruise of that version of Scientology, and they didn't think Lee Remini was worthy to be with Kevin James anymore, so they cut her off and they made a new show with him without Leah, and then she made her own show and she trashed on Scientology and they're like, okay, you can come back.
Oh, so she
and then they really killed that girl in real life and she's really dead actually.
So Kevin James actually kicked Leah Remini out of the church. He was one of the got it.
Why not?
Wow.
The Happy Madison Church.
That is crazy.
Yes.
But anyway,
Church of Madison.
Little Nicky is Satan now.
If y'all want to see Kevin James in all his glory, check him out on CBS every Monday night.
Don't do that.
I'm excited.
In all his glory? Like,
everybody night?
Don't oversell it.
Sorry.
This is Kevin James. Your reputation hangs on that.
That's true. It's very true. I'd love to be Kevin James. Anyway.
You got to make out with Adam Sandler.
That's not odd at all. Anyway.
I don't declare.
Other than that, anything else? Before I forget, speaking of television premieres...
Rick and Morty! Oh, wait, what?
No. I got to watch the first 4 episodes of Fuller House Season 3.
Oh, God.
Oh, Season 3?
I didn't even watch Season 2.
I tell you what.
I did.
I loved Season 1. Mm-hmm. I absolutely would not stand for another season. I didn't watch it. And this 3rd season is making me think I've got to go hunt them down myself and end them.
I, here's the thing, is that you have to trudge through season 2 because it's not as good. But so far, Fuller House Season 3 is a much better show than 2nd season. I'm telling you right now.
Is it better than any of the regular Full House seasons?
I would have to say yes some respects.
Don't even say that.
Really?
I would have to say yes. I think I really like it.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Not for nothing, but Jimmy J, not to veer us off on a tangent, Jimmy J said he just bought a t-shirt to support the booze at the after party.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Thank you, Jimmy J. You're the man, sir.
Because it's more worthy than Kevin James.
More worthy than Kevin James talk.
Yes.
Hey.
Moving on.
He is the new era of superhero, sir. I'll have you know. All right? He's going to be a superhero.
What are they
going to
do, gender swap Faith?
Wow.
That's awesome that you would do that. It's pretty sick. Anyway, Fuller House premiered as well this week. And then, of course, the nerd show that everyone likes.
No, here's something that's worth talking about, especially it's pretty nerdy, because this guy's a huge comedy nerd, is the Jerry Seinfeld special just came out
on Netflix.
That was incredible.
I cannot wait to see it.
I
have it on my queue. I'm a huge fan of Jerry Seinfeld.
I watched it. It was really good.
So, okay, here's the thing, is that there's been a lot of criticism being leveraged in the media about how it doesn't... Here's the fun... It's weird.
When you say leveraged in the media, it makes me think that somehow
I sort of feel
you're like Trump when he listens to Breitbart.
You're like... I mean, I'm like Alex Jones is not the media,
no,
man.
No, they're saying that the liberal media is saying something very interesting.
That's
about
our guys.
That's your guys. Yeah, that's you guys over there on the left. To my right. Anyway, what they're saying is that they think that Jerry Seinfeld's new concert series or concert movie is not really worthy to watch because it has nothing to say and doesn't mean anything. There's no political point of view that he takes. So obviously you shouldn't be watching because it means nothing. So
I don't think anybody on the left is saying that.
Well, I can show you the news article. It's fascinating.
Is it does it sourced at foxnews.com?
Actually, well, all the reviews that I've read so far on the media
must have been like, Slate or something. I don't know.
Well, the
or Jezebel,
the television critic.
What are these
for,
random words you're spewing? I don't understand.
Slate.com, Jezebel.com. You don't know what those are?
No.
Oh, should I? Yes.
But you said I shouldn't listen to those.
Yeah, you
should.
Why
should I listen to those?
All right, Kevin.
Anyways.
All right, Kevin.
The comedy special is great.
Kevin.
And nobody cares what Fox News says about
it. It's not Fox, so you can eat it. I'm just saying.
What's going on.
The television critic at NPR gave it a really good review.
I love Jerry Seinfeld. I think he's hilarious.
He's the best.
I think he's funny.
I think that a lot of people. I mean, if you like this show,
yeah.
This is a really good, good stand up.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Seinfeld show. There is something that is even super nerdier than that, and that it's supposed to be super nerdy, but it's kind of lost its nerd cred. Big Bang Theory season.
Oh, you know what? What is that Young Sheldon crap? That's like weirding me out.
That's one that came out and won't be back until November. Apparently, we got the first episode of Young Sheldon.
What is that?
I have no idea what the hell that was.
It's Young Sheldon.
It's about Young Sheldon.
I mean,
I
understand that, but
a child.
I don't.
Why?
I watched it. I got to tell you, I didn't think it was that funny. I didn't thought it was. It was okay.
It's a. It's just the producers cashing in.
Yeah, well, he should because...
How is that cashing in if nobody wants it?
Well, here's the thing, is that going back to Big Bang Theory, this one is that Sheldon, in the very first episode, he asks his girlfriend to marry him. I forget her name. That's how much
Maya
I pay
Bialik?
Attention. To. Yeah, I know Maya Bialik, but her name in the show.
That's her name.
I know.
Amy.
Yeah. Amy Fowler. Amy Farrah Fowler. That's it. So yeah, it was a big thing that they ended up getting married on The Big Bang Theory, and I don't know. It's kind of lost its magic. I don't know. Big Bang Theory used to be very funny.
It did.
They got married yet?
No, they're not married yet.
The big thing was the proposal.
He asked her to marry.
And then the season premiere.
She says yes. Yeah.
Spoilers.
She says yes. And then I guess I forget his name. Anyway, the other nerd guy, his wife gets pregnant again, and I don't know. It's not as fun as it used to be. It's just all this relationshipy stuff. It's not about being a nerd anymore. It's just kind of I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna be sticking around.
It's really weird when nerds have relationships like normal people.
That doesn't happen.
Ugh. Yeah, it's horrible. I hate it. No, but I mean, we don't see the fun stuff about, about the Star Wars stuff or the Star Trek stuff or the comic
fascination. The first couple seasons were actually a lot of fun.
They were fun.
Because they poked a lot of jokes at, ourselves.
Right. See, and then they got, every time I watch
it. And then they got girlfriends.
Yeah.
And the relationships.
And then what's funny is the nerd jokes actually got mean as opposed to tongue in cheek. I thought they got a little mean, like they were just knocking guys that liked that stuff and that they were losers until they got girlfriends. I thought that was just kind of that's kind of gross. I didn't like that. But anyway, maybe that's just my life.
So,
no, I'm just kidding.
So
anyway,
we'll move on from that.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory. I don't know if you're a fan, I guess watch it. But if not, if you've never seen it before, don't bother. Not that big a deal. Anyway.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. It used to be.
If you can find it in syndication, then that's fine.
Yes, that's where you should watch it for sure. Anyway, other than that, television has been television is back. We'll have more premieres next week and the like. And I think that about does it for television. So moving on from that, movies this week, if you guys were watching.
Well, nothing animated that counts as television.
Well, Rick and Morty does. I think that's
it. That was great. The ABCs of Beth.
Isn't that episode 9? Rick and Morty?
No. It's like 6.
No, it's episode 9, I thought. That's what I could have swore I saw on Hulu.
It's up there. It's like 7 or 6.
Is it? Okay.
8, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is I want more. It's so good.
Is
it's
it 10 episodes?
Show.
Is it 10 episodes or is it 13?
I have no idea.
Is it 10?
The other two seasons were 10.
Were 10 episodes? Oh.
I think that it's only 10.
Nice.
That's probably why that's why it's good.
Nice. Travis says Fruppyland. What the hell's that?
Fruppyland is the secret playland that Rick made for Beth.
so that she wouldn't like murder the like neighbor's dog.
It was like a happy playland where she couldn't get hurt or hurt anybody.
You know what annoys me about that show, and I know it's a joke, but it bothers the heck out of me. The green crap coming out of his mouth really bugs the crap out of me.
Yeah, why doesn't he just wipe it?
I know, seriously, it bugs me, man. I can't. It's hard for me.
He
to
does
watch.
Though. On occasion, he does wipe it. But it's such a persistent thing that it's pointless, because then he'd just be doing this all
the time. You would think the smartest man in the universe wouldn't have drool on his chin all the time.
Correct. Or he'd build an invention in order for him to...
I thought it was vomit, because he's always drunk. He's always throwing up.
That's what I thought it was, too. I thought it was vomit.
I thought it was that as well, until the episode with the seed, with the mega seed, and how it makes you smart. Until it, you know, dissolves in your innards and makes you stupid, and it makes you a drooling mess. Ah. I think he has a backstock of those, and he's just constantly consuming them. That's why he's the smartest person in the universe.
Interesting.
And why he's got this constant thing of drool going.
Sean says it's Sean Mohan, Chinaman, says it's episode 8. So,
You didn't do the...
Oh, I tried. I had the microphone in my hand.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, it's...
You're a real Chinaman, you could have done it with the microphone in your hand.
That's true. Of course, I can't. I don't have any China cred.
You don't.
I don't. Anyway, Rick and Morty.
Where's your China powers?
Yeah. You can check that out. Or he uses it as a distraction for his enemies, according to Travis. That's what he thinks of.
Yeah, but his enemies are all used to it.
Oh.
It's such a common thing for Rick to be drooling.
Oh, really?
That everyone just accepts it.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, any other TV shows that I missed before we move on to movies then? Anything
else? TJ Hooker.
TJ Hooker.
TJ Hooker's it.
It's the same theme song as Chips. TJ Hooker.
It's fantastic. TJ Hooker's fantastic.
It's not, though.
Yeah, I tell you what, we are, and I was going to talk about some movies, because this week we had, what was it? We had the Lego Ninjago movie, and we had...
Yeah,
what was
all
it?
About them Legos and
we
ninjas.
We had Kingsman, and I have heard nothing but bad things about Kingsman the Golden Circle, which is really disappointing. I wanted to see it before this new show, I didn't have a chance to, but I've heard that it's not very good.
Barry trashed it.
Professor Barry gave...
He savaged that
he
movie.
He did. He savaged Kingsman. You can check out his article in Maui Time. He gave it a half a star. And that Barry sliced and diced it.
I want to go see this movie. That's a half a star.
Todd, you should go enjoy it.
Yeah.
You should
try it. You should try it.
It's better than Suicide Squad, apparently.
And Suicide Squad won an Academy Award.
Yeah, I love...
Does that mean this one's going to get an Oscar?
I love Barry's reviews, especially the reviews that he does like this, because they're so... I love it because they're so divisive, and I love the fact that he is brave enough to write things the way he does. He's an amazing writer. By the way, he's Hawaii Film Critics Society certified, the founder of Hawaii Film Critics Society, Professor Barry, part of the show. He's on the banner as well. You know what, Todd?
Oh,
yeah.
You're not on the banner.
I know I'm not on the banner. I'm not
part of the show anymore.
I'm not infamous enough.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm too straight.
Oh, man, you...
I'm not that straight.
I'm the NerdWatch's straight man.
Oh, you're the straight man?
Yeah.
I gotcha. Speaking of movies, guess what? The preview audience has finally seen... Blade Runner 2049, and that is getting nothing but rave reviews. They're saying it is possibly...
Are they saying that Harrison Ford's a replicant?
They are not saying anything of that effect, but they are saying that this is just as good, if not better, than the original.
Because Harrison Ford's not a replicant.
They're saying it's masterful. I loved the special edition of that, where you assume that he was a replicant. I love that version. That's a great one. But
I think
anyway,
you're a replicant.
I think we all are replicants, aren't we?
That's depressing.
But I am so looking forward to this. That is actually next. I believe it's not this Friday. It's next Friday. It's October 6th. Next
Friday.
My favorite
part is when he grabs the little boy replicant and then brings out his portal gun and he shoots a portal and then they go off and have adventures together.
That's so good.
For some reason, I've seen that before.
So good.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
So did Annabelle what? Somebody said something in the chat about Annabelle. came. Yeah, Annabelle came out a long time ago. It's Come and Gone already. Annabelle the Beginning or Annabelle the
Origins.
Creation.
I'm Annabelle pretty creation. Sure that's Ganon.
Oh, is it?
because everything that he's chimed in so far has been, this show sucks. I can't believe this show isn't funnier. Nothing funny has happened yet.
Barry is wrong. Oh, yeah, it's
Ganon. Are
we
doing Blade Runner?
Yeah, it's Ganon for sure. I can tell you that right now. Big shout out to John for joining the show. How's it going?
Annabelle Until It Came Out. I'm guessing Barry was wrong about Annabelle Until It Came Out. And yeah, then,
I guess that is, that's definitely a possibility.
I don't understand the broken
English
structure.
Yeah, I don't either. But you guys can check out the article for Kingsman at MauiTime.com. You can check out the Kingsman currently playing at the Regal Maui Mall Megaplex. And by the way, just to let you know, from my understanding, the first six brand new theaters, reserve seating theaters, are going up this Friday at Regal Maui Mall Megaplex, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would hope you wouldn't be mistaken, considering you
helped
put them in there.
Yeah, well, I could have helped put them in there. I don't know if I have or not.
Well, that was your excuse for being late
today. Hey, listen, they don't have to know that. The Nerd Watch Live.
Come on, don't look behind the curtain.
Yeah,
format.
Stop it. I am Oz.
Whatever.
Is
that why the reveal sucked?
Yeah, that's why.
John Deloria is here.
He says,
what's up?
Yeah, what's up? Blade Runner, she said, Jimmy J says, check out the anime prequels on Crunchyroll as we speak.
Ooh.
I can't wait to see that.
I loved when they did Animatrix.
Crunchyroll.
I did.
Animatrix was awesome, so if it's anything like that.
Crunchyroll, take me home.
whatever this is, please stop.
No, so I'm very excited about Blade Runner 2049. That is going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait to see it. Ryan Gosling, Harrison Ford in a sequel that's been a long time coming. I think Gannon said he isn't real. It is definitely possible that he isn't real. We will see come October 6th. Anyway,
before why are you bringing it up?
Speaking of, this Friday, this Thursday night, I want you guys to know there are two new movies opening up, but only one of significance. And you guys will not believe what's coming out this Friday.
My Little Pony, the movie.
Nope.
What? I want in.
Flatliners is coming to theaters.
The Kevin Bacon smash hit?
Faultliners?
The remake of the Kevin Bacon smash hit.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
It can only
something like they die and they come back with superpowers or something.
Something like that. Flatliners.
I died, now I can levitate.
Yeah, right?
And I was like, this sounds
This is like
stupid.
Lucy.
By the way,
and Lucy that's died a bunch.
That's a line from the movie.
Yeah.
This is totally like Lucy. I can levitate after dying.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God.
And then the movie gets, the music gets scary.
What?
Yeah.
And then that's.
Yes, that's how the movie goes.
All right. Well, all I'm telling you is that for those of you that do not know, Julia Roberts, Kiefer Sutherland, and, of course, Kevin Bacon were in a film back in the 80s directed by Joel Schumacher called Flatliners about how they experienced life after death.
To gain superpowers.
I don't know what this new Flatliners is going to be. I heard Ellen Page is in it, though. I don't know if that's correct.
Isn't she a mutant?
She is a mutant.
What is she? What kind of mutant is she?
She's
Kitty Pryde.
I don't know.
Yeah, she is. No, she's... Shut up. You're so stupid.
You know she's a lady Kitty mutant? Pryde. Yeah. I don't know. What are you getting at?
Yeah, she is definitely a lady mutant. That is for sure. So if you're going to watch movies, if you're going to watch some movies,
she's
check out...
She's a lady mutant that likes other lady mutants.
Check out Flatliners this weekend.
Watch Flatliners.
I'm kind of interested.
It looks like refried garbage.
I think
you know.
I think that's what we should put on
that's better than the other garbage.
That should be put on the Blu-ray box.
Refried
garbage.
It's been fried
from
twice.
Maui Comics and Collectibles. Flatliners is refried garbage.
Is it?
Certified
fresh.
They
didn't even change the name.
Yeah.
It's the same stupid name. There's going to be a whole generation of morons who thinks that this Flatliners and this, I don't know what else has been rebooted. This, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Transformers, the
this
last
Transformers,
night.
This Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like all of this stuff is the original. And that generation is going to be garbage for brains. They're idiots.
I cannot. I do want to see this movie. I don't know why. I'm fascinated because I really like the first one.
You curious about what happens after you die?
No, I'm just...
Pretty sure Kevin Bacon covered that.
Sure he did. I can't wait to see it. So check it out. Flatliners is opening up in a theater near you.
Superpowers!
This Friday. And I think that about does it for this week. Other than the fact that if you are... if you want to pick up a Blu-ray, guess what? Transformers The Last Night is out on Blu-ray this week.
I saw some of it by accident.
Oh my gosh, Transformers The Last Night. Probably the second best Transformers movie in the Bayformer series.
No.
It has to be seen.
And number one in your heart.
And number one in your
heart. You know what was really messed up? The scene that I came in on is Bumblebee was... They fixed his voice box. He could talk.
Yeah.
Except... that it was a woman's voice.
Hey, spoilers!
And so, what does he do? Instead of being happy that he's been gifted the voice of the gift of speech, he rips out the voice box just because it has a female voice and throws it on the ground and proceeds to continue.
Oh, lady voice is no good for Bumblebee.
Radio and TV clips.
That was one of my favorite scenes in Bumblebee.
I mean,
Bumblebee,
that was
yes.
That was very misogynist, I think.
And maybe that's why I liked it so much.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No, you can't have a lady voice when your next partner in crime is going to be John Cena.
Bumblebee is
not a standalone movie.
Bumblebee is a very androgynous name. You could be a boy or a girl and be Bumblebee.
All I'm saying is if John Cena...
DC has a character named Bumblebee that's a female.
They're suing the crap out of...
A lady Bumblebee?
Yeah.
Transformers.
All I'm saying is if John Cena is going to be riding shotgun... gun in one of your bucket seats, you kind of want to be a dude.
No,
right?
What?
No?
You're right.
John Cena would never team up with a woman.
Never.
Yeah. That would be ridiculous.
You want
like all the other John Cena movies that have been in.
No, This speaks more to gee, you would rather see John Cena get into a dude?
I like
that's your preference?
I see where your head's at.
No, that's what you said.
And I like it. No,
you said that.
All I'm saying is that Bumblebee is pushing a lot of horsepower. He's got to be like...
And a female can't
do
that?
You're very digging
masculine yourself a very deep
all
hole.
All I'm saying is it's a masculine car, right?
You know, it's just what's like if you want refried garbage, go see a Bumblebee movie. Right.
And if you want one of the best summer movies of the season...
I think I'm going to go watch Transformers 5 and try to kill myself in
the
that
Last Night is available. Available on Hard Media today. You do not want to miss it. And by the way, something special.
If you come back,
Anthony Hopkins. Damn,
I want you to know something.
How much money did they give?
There's something. I have a 4K player at home, and I didn't buy this in 4K. And there's only one reason why I didn't, because this Target special edition Blu-ray
is extra garbage.
They have, according to this, the entire Transformers Combiner Wars completed animated series is on this.
Oh, that's one reason to get it.
And
although one of the bonus features, I hear they go through the process of how Mark Wahlberg styled his hair exactly after Norman Reedus. And that was like a good 15-minute mini doc.
I'd
watch that again.
All I do know is that the other special features on this disc include the Secret Transformers history. All right, you're not going to want to watch that. Yep.
No.
And of course,
is it Michael Bay? Michael Bay.
Yeah, by Michael Bay. And merging mythologies.
Oh.
And last but not least, of course, Transformers Combined
Wars. How about raping licensed properties?
Animated series is on this. So that's why I picked this up instead of the 4K. So do not let me down Last Night. This is a Target exclusive, and that's why I bought it, was because of the Combiner
because
Wars
of the
on
better
here.
Stuff that's inside.
Yeah, not because of what's advertised on the box, but...
Actually, like I said, I'm a huge fan of The Last Night, and you should watch it.
No, you shouldn't. You totally shouldn't.
Definitely should.
You it's totally fantastic. Led me wrong, G, and I resent you for it.
You need to watch it. Watch the rest of it.
No,
I'm
not going to watch
the
rest of it.
It's
a
Transformers
cartoon. It's bad.
Oh, my gosh. I love that movie. Oh, anyway.
It sounds like it's refried garbage, like like all the Fox X-Men movies.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean...
But you know what? If they just can keep the Fox X-Men movies going for at least one more decade, because I need to see Mystique and Wolverine and Rogue interact in a movie somehow.
It's the rebeification of the Transformers. That's what it is.
Oh, rebeification.
Why do they have to redo that? It's been being done for the past.
Yeah, I tell you what. Here's the other thing too. By the way, I just want to let everybody know this as well. Is that Spider-Man Homecoming is available exclusively on digital.
Let's talk more about refried crap.
Hey, you will not disparage the good name of Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, that's fresh.
That's the second
certified fresh.
That's the second best summer movie next to Transformers The Last Night. So how dare you?
It's right up there with Transformers The Last Night.
We should make mention of it, though, because a lot of the animated and I believe like the comic books are starting to go
in that direction.
The cinematic line.
Yeah.
I think it's wrong, but it's a money decision, so what do I know? It's obviously true.
It's
so
true. Well,
don't look at me.
I do know this, is that if you pre-order the digital copy on Vudu, it says, and if you're a 4K guy, they will give you the 4K version for free if you pre-order the HD version for Homecoming. Oh. Yeah, so if you're a 4K guy, they're going to give it to you. It's $20, and you get the HD version
and the UHD version.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool, actually, so I'm very excited. I can't wait to see what all the special features are for the Homecoming disc. It comes out October 27th, I believe.
I bet it's going to be great, just like Transformers The Last Night. I think you're right on. I think Spider-Man Homecoming
packaged with Spider-Man Homecoming will be better than Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah,
is what Travis is.
Original 60s animated series.
Mm-hmm. Only if it's Japanese Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Neo Paladon.
Travis says Michael Keaton Vulture was amazing. So
yes, Vulture was awesome.
Something about Keaton with wings. Just man, that guy
brings back memories, doesn't it?
He's just so good in those characters. Good.
So you can pick that up as well right now, exclusively on digital. Do not miss your opportunity to pick up Transformers The Last Night. Also, before you guys forget as well, Wonder Woman is still available. Watch it again. I have to say, for as much as I don't like the stuff on Themyscira, I think it's still a great movie.
What?
Yeah.
Don't like the stuff on
I still don't. I watched it like 3 times now, and I love it.
It makes his manhood feel threatened.
Yeah, I love the stuff. I wish they...
He's like, where's the patriarch?
Watch it again
to boss all these bros around.
Imagine all the women being dudes. I think you'd like it better.
It's possible. Let me try that. Let me try that. But anyway, other than that, I think it's time for this podcast and these podcasters to get the heck up on out of here.
Really?
Yeah, it's about that time.
How long have we been going?
About an hour now. A little over an hour. Yeah.
With all the edits, that's going to cut the show down to like 20 minutes.
There's no edits. I put these up raw, baby. Raw.
Well, there might be.
That would explain so much.
Because I haven't told you what my favorite Swamp Thing is.
Oh, who's your favorite Swamp Thing?
It's TV's own Dick Dermot. I don't know.
Dick Durock.
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 Dick.
Yeah.
The Rock.
Dick the Rock.
Dick the Rock.
That's good. That's my favorite Swamp Thing, too.
That's pretty awesome.
Dick Durock.
Dick Durock.
Anyway, we will be back next week talking about, if possible, we'll be talking about maybe Flatliners. We'll talk about more what's happening in the world of TV.
We're not talking about Flatliners.
Gannon should be back next week as well. We'll be talking
about...
I don't know if he got a chance to see it. I don't think he did, but Jeepers Creepers 3...
No, he didn't, because he had to do, like, inventory as well.
Okay. Jeepers Creepers 3 opened up. I wanted to see that as well.
We got an extra one.
Yeah. Other than that...
Who snuck this one in?
Yeah. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful week. We will see you back here, same nerd time, same nerd channel, next week. So for Todd, for Format, for Alika.
I thought my name was Kevin.
A.K.A. Daddy Leaks. And, of course, the one and only Kai for manning the fort.
They left him at home again.
We certainly do appreciate it.
He's home alone.
Yeah, he's looking mighty hot tonight, Kai.
What?
In his newsies cap. Hey, stop it.
He's got a vintage Zippy shirt on, man. You can't hate on him for that.
I'm not hating on that. I'm just liking his...
Zip packs for life, yo.
I just love his hat. Every time I see it, I just wanted to say extra. And that's how I feel about that.
I would say he looks more like Andy Cap.
Or Andy Cap. You ever
look like you're about to stumble out of here and abuse your
wife. Exactly. I've gone back and read some of those anti-cap comics.
They're like, they're not even punchlines. It's like, she says something, and then he's like, I'm going to punch you.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
And then that's the comic.
And that's the comic. And that's
he's
the
like,
comedy.
I'm going to the bar, and that's it.
That's like, the whole comic. Like, wow, this would not fly in 2017 for sure.
Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong with Kukui Project.
That's right. You need more of an English audience.
Kai looks like he could have been.
Are you
like
gonna put Michael in a newsie?
Christian
in like a
Bale's
newscap?
Friends from the Newsies.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Christian Bale was in Newsies.
He was the Newsie.
Christian Bale was the lead in the Newsies, along with
no wonder why he's so full of himself.
Robert Duvall. Yeah. So if you've never seen Newsies, you should. It's a fantastic musical from Disney. It's about how the
and if you let it inform your fashion sense like Kai has,
yes,
you might find it enriches your life.
Hey Kai,
it's not like they can see the hat on camera.
Are you a king of New York? I'm the king of New York. Hey, stop it. Anyway, we're out of time for real this time. So for Todd, for Format, for Alika, myself, G Money, guys, check us out on Facebook Live. Facebook Live.
Boy Kai.
Facebook.com/NerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter, NerdWatch Nation. Follow us on Instagram at @_NerdWatch. And, of course, you guys can also check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/NerdWatch to help support nerd culture here on Maui. Until that time, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. And once again, you can download the podcast on iTunes, on Audio Boom, and on Stitcher. So make sure you guys check them out as well. So until then, peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. Until next week, we say to you guys, Aloha. Aloha. Who's your favorite one thing?
Direct.
Direct.